Dr. Agarwal here is the principal investigator on the Planet Study. The Planet Study is exploring the role of plastics and toxins in intestinal inflammation. And what we're trying to do is determine the impact that microplastics, so the specific size of plastics, has on intestinal inflammation and the gut microbiome. We're interested because we want to see if we can tease apart or provide more clarity on the role of this pollutant on, the risk of IBD as well as, other IMIDs, as they say. So microplastics, as we've discussed, is this particle of a specific size. They're found in food packaging, items of daily use, clothing, the air via dust, but as well as other pollutants. And so what the Planet Study does is we've enrolled women both with and without Crohn's disease, as well as their infants. And using a no plastic protocol, which in the world of research is quite difficult, we've been able to obtain maternal stool samples during the third trimester. And working with a team of experts at the University of Aalborg in Denmark, we are working on quantifying and categorizing the plastics that we're seeing in the stool of the mother and correlating that with, infant outcomes, health outcomes. So yeah, this is one of, I think, a hopefully expanding field. But it's been a really exciting project and collaboration, which I think is a really important part of plastics research moving forward, not just being a hospital setting.
Why did you specifically choose pregnant women?
I think the reason we chose specifically pregnant women is that we wanted to study, in addition to teasing out the role of microplastics, inflammation, and IBD, we also wanted to see how microplastics influence the early life period. So the concept of the early life period is that early life, which is defined traditionally from pregnancy until approximately the first 1,000 days of life, is a period of immense immune maturation and gut microbiome establishment. And various exposures during this period have profound effects on health outcomes later in life. And this is known as the developmental origins theory. In the context of inflammatory bowel disease, we have found this to be increasingly relevant. And we do a lot of research on the early life period and later risk of intestinal inflammation and IBD. And therefore, we wanted to see how this period is relevant in the context of microplastics and other toxins. And we wanted to establish this very, very important birth cohort to get access to perinatal and neonatal samples, which traditionally is extremely difficult to obtain, and then study microplastics in these samples and how this may influence infant outcomes and children outcomes later in life.